We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I would like to apologize for what you just listened to. Boomer Sizer does not understand that on this show, praise of Carson Wentz is not allowed. Here is what you need to know about Carson Wentz. He has one win and four losses. He is at the bottom of his division, and he is once again a loser.
And he had a strip sack.
And he has a strip sack. And
He did play well last night.
He played well. They lost. It's all that matters. All right, on the line with us is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Balder. Insider Calls are sponsored by the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. You could turn your football picks into 10 grand. Enter now by texting PICKS to 20357, 20357. You can hear Brian with Jason LaConfora on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes every week on the Odyssey app. Brian Balder is here. Hi, Bri.
Good morning, Angelo. How you doing?
I got so much ground to cover. Let me start with an issue in this city about a lineman. You and I both know how good a player Lane Johnson is. None of us understand what's going on, Brian. Can you help us at all? And do we deserve more information? Yesterday, the coach said we hope to have him back this year. What's going on?
Well, I'm not a reporter, Angelo, so, you know, it's not really for me to say. I'm kind of like everybody else, though. You know, I'm pretty much in the dark. I'm friends with Lane. But I really don't know what's at the root of, you know, him not playing and not being there and all the things that are going on. I'm just about in the dark as everybody else right now.
Do we deserve more information, or is the privacy the number one issue?
I think privacy, you know, is important. You know, if it's a, you know, regardless of what the situation, I think privacy is important. But at the same time, I understand people's frustration. I mean, this is a guy that they're counting on and, you know, has been a Pro Bowl player. And, you know, I think they're a better team when he's in the lineup. So I think there's probably more that needs to come out. But I think when it's appropriate, I think the most important thing is to hear it from Lane himself, you know, whenever that is the right time.
All right, Brian, let's get inside. I love the way you break down games. So let's – I am puzzled right now. The Eagles are supposed to have a very good defensive line, and they have been extremely vulnerable to the running game so far this year. What's going on?
Well, I think they're running a new scheme. You know, they play a 3-4, Angelo, and they play a, you know, a three-man front, a four-man front. So I think they're kind of learning it, you know, and so that's been part of the problem. They played much better as a group, you know, just getting after the quarterback last week than they have. What they did against Kansas City was just real puzzling to me. I mean, if you were puzzled, I was completely puzzled. I never seen, you know, against Dallas and Kansas City, do they want to play nine-man football or do they want to play 11-man football because the safeties weren't involved? So I think some of it is it's just a new system. And they're asking guys to do things, you know, that they haven't done before, but it hasn't been good, although I thought they played better in key spots last week.
Here's the thing. I mean, you know schemes as well as anybody in the media, Brian. Is this a scheme with potential to be very good, or would you rather they go to a more conventional approach?
Well, I'd rather see an approach where they attack the line of scrimmage. There's an old saying, Angelo, in this business, that if you back up, you give it up. But if you step up, you clean it up. And I'd like to see them attack the line of scrimmage a lot more. I mean, they play their middle linebacker 6 yards deep. I mean, that looks inviting already. And so, you know, guys that have been here, you know, guys like Fletcher and even Javon for a year, I mean, they came from Jim Schwartz's scheme. People weren't real fans of that either, but you know, at least they attacked the line of scrimmage and they played football on the other side of the line of scrimmage. You know, that has not been going on so far this year.
The holding Carolina 18 points, how much of it was the defense and how much of it was Sam Darnold? He missed some wide open guys, Brian. Wow. He was bad.
Well, he also
wasn't
was under a lot of pressure.
Okay.
So, pressure will make quarterbacks, you know, make some errant throws. He had been playing better than that, so you got to credit the Eagles. You know, they changed their coverage, and they played much tighter coverage. You know, obviously, Darius Slay had a big day, and Steve Nelson had a big moment. Those are kind of like, that's what Slay wants to do. He wants DJ Moore. Give me DJ Moore. Give me their best receiver. Let me see if I can blanket him. I mean, that's kind of why he's here and how he made a name for himself in his business. Big play Slay. So put him in a position to do that. I mean, anybody can play off coverage zone and sit back there and, you know, be in right field in a T-ball game and pick weeds. You know, that's not what he wants to do.
Other side of the ball, we are going nuts in this city, Brian, about the new coach not wanting to run the ball. He's got three offensive linemen who are not starters in there. Shouldn't he be running it more?
I think so. I think. I mean, I've been saying it, you know, since the Dallas game. It's a little bizarre to me that they just want to be this, you know, short. I mean, really, it's, you know, it's a college offense, and you know, they're just gonna throw bubble screens and throw to the sidelines and push it down the field every once in a while. But I think Miles Sanders is a quality back, but you got to feed him, and they seem to they refuse to kind of do it. I don't believe that Carolina, although that defense is littered with number one and number two draft picks throughout it, that they're that formidable a group, not like the group they're going to see on Thursday night, where you just say, okay, it's not a good idea to run it against this group. They're just that good. I don't believe that to be the case last week in Carolina.
Yeah, we don't understand what's going on with his feelings about – it's a more general question now, Brian. Do you think, based on what you're watching, that Nick Sirianni and his staff really know what the hell they're doing?
I think they're trying to put the best offense they can around what they think the quarterback can do. And so they're building it from that standpoint, which I give him some credit because he's not ready to be Tom Brady yet and just, you know, read defenses on the move and progressions. And the team around him isn't good enough to do that. I mean, the receivers are all young and they're learning and, you know, and you've got a reshuffled offensive line every week. So I don't know that they're ready to play that style of offense. So I think they're trying to do whatever they can to put the quarterback in the best position to be successful right now. So I think that's part of it. But there's some real head-scratching moments, period. I mean, goal line offense is not a strength of theirs, you know, obviously, with some of the things that have backfired for them, which makes me scratch my head, Angelo.
Well, here's the thing, Baldy. This is one of the reasons we wanted to book you today, because I don't think the city has embraced Jalen Hurts enough. And you tweeted out after that win over Carolina, Jalen Hurts for MVP. What a heroic performance. Can you explain what you saw from Jalen that impressed you so much?
Well, I mean, part of that is just hyperbole. I was there. I watched it, you know. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm a little bit tongue-in-cheek here. I'm not putting him above Lamar Jackson or Justin Herbert.
Right.
But, you know, how many – you know, he doesn't have a whole lot to work with. You know, and so, I mean, he's out there running around and just being competitive as hell. He puts together a little drive at the end of the first half to get a field goal, you know, which was a big deal in that game. And, you know, the ball's being snapped over his head into the end zone. And, you know, I mean, he's kind of like just – I feel like sometimes he's just like a one-man band back there trying to make something happen. You know, it's not a great team around him. And so how many guys could be successful and win that game against a good team? Against the best third down defense in the league and find a way to win. You know, that's just what this guy, you know, that's what I'm impressed by Jalen is just how upfront he is. You know, he's a stand up guy and just how competitive he is, you know, and it's not easy. A lot of guys would have, you know, they wouldn't have been able to pull that game out, Angelo.
No,
so
I'm with you, Brian. I'm glad somebody's saying it because he's taking a lot of heat and I think he's done a really good job. Under very adverse circumstances. That's what I'm seeing.
Well, that's what I see, too. I mean, they've got two wins. This is not a good team. I don't think they're particularly well coached. You know, the roster needs to be upgraded in so many different ways. They don't have star players. Javon Hargrave is a great player. He's having a good season. But tell me where the stars are on this team. What jersey should you go out and buy if you're a Philadelphia Eagle fan? Like, I don't see those type of players out here,
100%.
You know, right now. And so the offense line has completely fallen apart since week one for a variety of reasons. But, I mean, he's like the one guy out there that's just competing like hell every single week, you know? So I give him a ton of credit.
Absolutely. Last thing. I got a sense earlier in this conversation, Brian, you don't have high hopes for the Eagles against Tom Brady. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. But, you know, it's a short week, Angelo. Right. I saw Tom Brady go up to New England 2 weeks ago, and he looked really average, didn't throw a touchdown pass, completed barely 50% of his passes, and won the ball, wasn't tipped on the last play of the game by the Bucs against New England. The Patriots would have won that game. So, you know, there's a way to, you know, you got to move Tom Brady. There's a lot of things you got to do to frustrate him. But it's possible because it's on tape less than 2 weeks ago.
You're awesome. Brian Baldinger, I love your work, my friend. Thank you, as always, for coming on with us. I really appreciate it.
All right, Angelo, you got it.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider. Brian Baldinger, Insider Call, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage 2021 Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand. Picks, just text your picks to 20357, 20357. Brian's out with Jason LaCanfora on Baldy's Breakdown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.